Power Principles, Chapter 8. Power Principle 2, The Power of the Holy Spirit. Key Verse. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Luke 24:49. Introduction. Jesus made an important promise to his followers regarding spiritual power. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Luke 24:49. The power of the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit are two key principles in understanding the biblical concept of power. Experiencing both is necessary to receive spiritual power. You have already learned the importance of the power of the gospel, but there is another vital spiritual experience which you must receive. It is the power of the Holy Spirit promised by Jesus. This chapter discusses this important principle. This chapter is only an introduction to the Holy Spirit. To study this subject in depth, obtain the Harvest Time International Institute course, Ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Promise of Power. Jesus told his followers he would pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. John 14:16-17. The Spirit of which Jesus spoke is the third person of the Trinity of God, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit would endue, or literally clothe, the disciples in spiritual power. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Luke 24:49. The relation of the Holy Spirit to power. Note that this great spiritual power was to be experienced after receiving the Holy Spirit, but yet shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Acts 1:8. Power is a spirit. But God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. Luke 4:14. That spirit of power is the Holy Spirit. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Acts 10:38. Purposes of the power. The Holy Spirit ministers in many powerful ways in the lives of believers. The Holy Spirit dwells in him. 1 Corinthians 6:19. We are actually the temple or dwelling place of the Holy Ghost. Unites him in one spirit with God and other believers. 1 Corinthians 6:17. There is great power in unity as demonstrated in the story of the Tower of Babel. See Genesis 11, especially note verse 6. Intercedes for him. Romans 8:26. This powerful intercessor prays for us according to God's will. Guides him. John 16:13. The Holy Spirit enables us to walk in power and not confusion. He guides us to the place of power, the perfect will of God. Imparts the love of Christ to him and through him. Romans 5:5. You will learn more about the power of love in the next chapter. Reveals biblical truth to him. 1 Corinthians 2:10. Powerful spiritual revelation comes through the Holy Spirit. Comforts him. Acts 9:31 and John 14:17-26. He comforts us in times of grief. Conforms him to the image of Christ. 2 Corinthians 3:18. We are powerless to change ourselves into the image of Christ. Self-improvement plans are doomed to failure. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can be conformed to the image of Jesus. teaches him. John 14:26. The greatest teacher takes up residence within us when we are endued with the power of the Holy Spirit. Knowledge is powerful, and the Holy Spirit imparts spiritual knowledge. Inspires him to true worship, John 4:24. Praise and worship are powerful spiritual strategies. In some Old Testament battles, they were the main methods used against the enemies of God. Quickens him, Romans 8:11. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is at work in us to quicken us. This means we are endued with resurrection-like power while yet in these mortal bodies. Sanctifies him. 2 Thessalonians 2:13-14. We do not have to try to live a holy life through self-effort. The power of the Holy Spirit sanctifies our thoughts and actions. He enables holy living. Changes him. Titus 3:5. Power is necessary to effect change, and the Holy Spirit gives power for positive change. Convicts him of wrong. John 16:8-11. You will learn later in this course that sin results in spiritual power failure. The Holy Spirit convicts of wrong and leads us to repentance. This enables the continued flow of God's power. Gives assurance of salvation. Romans 8:16. Knowing your position gives you power. The Holy Spirit assures your position in God. Gives him liberty. Romans 8:2. Liberty provides the greatest opportunity for power. The Holy Spirit gives liberty through Jesus Christ. Speaks through him. Mark 13:11. We are not limited by our own speaking ability. The Holy Spirit speaks God's words of power and authority through us. Demonstrates God's power. 1 Corinthians 2:4. The Holy Spirit enables the demonstration of God's power in every area of life. Strengthens him. Ephesians 3:16. When you are weak, God's strength is manifested. The greatest purpose. These are all important purposes, but there is one main purpose for the power of the Holy Spirit. All the purposes of the Holy Spirit are targeted to accomplish this greater purpose. The greatest purpose of the Holy Spirit is revealed in the promise by Jesus. But yet shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Acts 1:8. The power to become witnesses for Jesus is the true evidence of the Holy Spirit. It was present immediately in the life of the Apostle Peter. Before the Holy Spirit experience, Peter fearfully denied he knew Jesus. After receiving the endowment of power of the Holy Spirit, Peter stood and gave a powerful witness to the gospel that resulted in the salvation of 3,000 people. It was the power of the Holy Spirit in the early church that resulted in the spread of the gospel throughout the world. The book of Acts is a record of the powerful witness, which was evidence of baptism in the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit. This endowment of power comes through an experience called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Jesus spoke of this baptism. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. Acts 1:5. Peter spoke of this baptism. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Acts 11:16. The physical sign. The true evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is spiritual power, but this experience is also accompanied by a physical sign. There are three places in the New Testament where we are told what happened when people were baptized in the Holy Spirit. These include the first giving of the Holy Spirit recorded in Acts 2:2-4, at the house of Cornelius, in Acts 10:44-45, and when the converts at Ephesus received the Holy Spirit as recorded in Acts 19:6. In comparing these passages, one physical sign is common to all three. Those who received the Holy Spirit spoke in languages other than their native tongue. These were not languages they had learned. They were languages given through the power of the Holy Spirit. The tongues of the Holy Spirit can be in actual languages used on earth. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, "Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born?" Acts 2:7-8. The tongues can also be in a language not known to man. This is called an unknown tongue. "For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries." 1 Corinthians 14:2. Purposes for tongues. The tongues given by the Holy Spirit serve powerful purposes in the lives of believers. Some of the purposes for tongues found in 1 Corinthians 14 are prayer to God, verse 2, self-edification. Edification is not exalting self, but means encouragement, improvement, and development, verse 4. When interpreted, they edify the church, verse 12. Intercession, verse 14. See also Romans 8:26-27. Praise, verses 15 and 17. Fulfillment of prophecy, verse 21. See also Isaiah 28:11-12. Sign to unbelievers, verse 22. See also Acts 2. Gifts of the Holy Spirit. Jesus left his followers with a responsibility to extend the gospel to the ends of the earth. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28:19-20. The power of the Holy Spirit was given to help the disciples fulfill this task. Acts 1:8. Part of this power of the Holy Spirit is spiritual gifts, which the Holy Spirit gives believers to equip them to minister effectively. The task is too great to be accomplished with natural abilities. These spiritual gifts are not the same as natural talents. Natural talents and abilities are given at the time of physical birth and/or developed by natural efforts. They may also be used in ministry, but they are not the same as spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts are powerful abilities given by the Holy Spirit to enable the task of ministry. Gifts of the Holy Spirit are God-given abilities for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Ephesians 4:12-15. The main passages listing the spiritual gifts available to believers through the Holy Spirit are Romans 12:1-8, 1 Corinthians 12:1-31, Ephesians 4:1-16, and 1 Peter 4:7-11. Here is a list of the spiritual gifts. The Bible does not list them by categories as given here. This grouping is done for study purposes only. Special gifts: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Serving gifts: discerning spirits, giving, leadership, helps, administration, serving, faith, hospitality, and mercy. Speaking gifts: prophecy, teaching, exhortation, word of wisdom, word of knowledge. Sign gifts: miracles, healing, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. The Harvest Time International Institute course, The Ministry of the Holy Spirit, explains each of these gifts in detail. It will help you discover your spiritual gifts. Proper use of spiritual gifts is a real key to effective spiritual power. Without them, it is like trying to do a job in the natural world without the proper tools. Fruit of the Holy Spirit. The endowment of power of the Holy Spirit also enables you to live a Christ-like life. This is accomplished through qualities the Holy Spirit develops in your life. These qualities are called spiritual fruit. The fruit of the Holy Spirit refers to the nature of the Holy Spirit being evident in the life of a believer. God desires that all the fruit be evident in your life. Here is a list of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Galatians 5:22-23. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is discussed in detail in the course, The Ministry of the Holy Spirit. These qualities give you the spiritual power to be like Jesus. Receiving the endowment of power. As Jesus promised, the Holy Spirit was given by the Father as the disciples waited in Jerusalem. Acts 2. The Holy Spirit has already been given, but each believer needs to receive this power through the personal experience of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Here are the biblical guidelines for receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Repent and be baptized. You must first experience the power of the gospel by repenting from sin and receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. It is also suggested that you be baptized in water. Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:38. Believe it is for you. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2:39. Desire it. Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. John 7:37-39. Realize it is a gift. The Holy Spirit has already been given. It was given to the church on the day of Pentecost, recorded in Acts 2. Because it is a gift, you can do nothing to earn it. Begin to praise and thank God for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Yield to God. As you praise God for the gift of the Holy Spirit, speak your praises audibly, as they did on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2. As you praise God audibly, you may first experience stammering lips. Yield your tongue to the Holy Spirit, and he will speak through you words foreign to your understanding. The stammering lips will soon develop into a language as you continue to praise God. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. Isaiah 28:11. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts 2:4. Request the prayers of other believers. The Holy Spirit can also be received through the laying on of hands by believers. Acts 8, 9, and 19 show how Spirit-filled believers can help you experience baptism in the Holy Spirit.